Welcome back to the Sports Ticket here on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Joined today by the head coach of the K-State women's basketball team, Jeff Mitty. His team off to a 6-2 start. And Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us today on the Sports Ticket. How would you assess the team's performance through the first eight games?
I think it's been okay. We've got a pretty young group, so watching them progress through, you know, kind of the hills and valleys of the season, especially the early season, because you're playing so many different styles and just a little bit of travel involved. So I think it's been okay. We've done some good things.
Your non-conference schedule, I mean, UCLA out in Las Vegas, Penn State, you played a ranked Missouri team on the road. You feel like this non-conference schedule was a good setup for you going into conference play?
Yeah, you know, I actually thought initially before we, you know, got into the season and with the youth, I thought it would be too hard, the early part, because we played a 25-win Stephen F. Austin team early. We played a solid UNO team. And then you throw in some other, like you mentioned, Penn State, who's coming off a good year, UCLA, top five at the time. So I thought it might be a bit hard for our young group, but our young group handled it fairly well. Had a road game in North Texas. They've gone on to be 7-2, 8-2 as well. So the stretch that that really concerned me was that North Texas, UCLA, Penn State, Mizzou stretch, and we came out of that 2-2. So it was a little bit of a mixed bag, but it was we did see some pretty good growth in our team.
Jeff Mitty, head coach of the Kansas State women's basketball team, our guest today on the Sports Ticket. Well, certainly covering you guys the last 3 or 4 years over the K-State women's program, had a chance to see the growth and development of players such as Brianna Lewis and Kindred Wiesman. And finally, they exhausted their eligibility, although I'm sure you would have liked for them to have a little bit more. How has that gone in replacing those two and others that were so vital to your success the last couple of years?
Yeah, we lost a lot of scoring last year, and we lost a lot of four-year players that had been very good players here. So, it's been okay though. We've seen players like Kayla Goff really elevate her game. Kaylee Page has really elevated her game. You've seen some freshmen early in the year. Rachel Ranke has been one of our leading scorers. So, we had to replace a lot of scoring. We didn't necessarily feel like we could do that with just. Felt like we would have to have better balance, didn't feel like one or two players, but Kayla Goss really gotten off to a great start. So we've been able to manage that, I think, fairly well.
Kayla Goss had to deal with some injuries in her career and dealt with a shoulder injury last year, and now she's your point guard. I don't know if that's how you guys drew it up when you were recruiting her, but it seems like she's taken to it pretty well.
Well, we recruited her to kind of train her as a point guard. She did play point guard in high school, but that's a big difference, especially for a big guard. Middlebrook being out the early part of this season with the injury forced her into that full time, and she's handled it very, very well there. And she really did have to kind of grow through it. She didn't have the summer because of the shoulder injury. She didn't play in Europe, but she's gotten off to a terrific start. I think her game's at a pretty good place right now. Hopefully when we get Middlebrook back, that's going to make us stronger. It's certainly a good problem to have if we do get Middlebrook back to add to our guard depth.
When you're recruiting, and certainly there's some Kansas flavor to your roster, how important is it for you as a head coach of the Kansas State women's basketball program to keep the better players that are in the state of Kansas and keep them in state and go to K-State?
Well, it's always important, and it's important that we evaluate correctly across the state of Kansas because you don't want to miss on an evaluation across the state. You've got players that, you know, a lot of them grow up wanting to play at Kansas State. That's what we want them to grow up doing. It's always important, I think, to recruit your home state, and it's important that we evaluate correctly across the state.
What's the biggest obstacle or obstacles that players have to make transitioning from high school to college?
Well, it really depends on where they're coming from in terms of, you know, just, you know, everybody comes from a different situation, whether you've had high school that's competed at the highest level in high school, or whether you maybe come from a smaller school, or if you're coming from far away, that adjustment from being away from home. But so it's a little bit different for every player, but I would say the consistent toughness of making that jump is just that everything's harder. Academics is harder. Your schedule is jam-packed with things. competition is very, very much more hard, not only the practice players you go up against, but the players on your own roster competing for playing time are way better than what you came from in high school. So everything that you do is a little bit harder.
So as a head coach, kind of the same question, what's the toughest obstacle or obstacles for you to overcome in trying to blend all these personalities, different ages, whether it be a freshman, 18, or a senior, maybe 21, 22, from all kinds of backgrounds?
Well, I think the biggest obstacle we deal with now is probably just blocking out all the noise around them to some extent and getting them to just buy into the team. And because there's so much information coming out there, whether it be Twitter, whether it be social media, whether it be grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, cousins, uncle who play, whatever. There's just a lot of information out there, and so you really have to, as a young person, just kind of block out the noise, you know. You go back before cell phones and all those things, and that makes you sound old, but the reality of it was that you didn't have constant communication with your parents either. You didn't have constant communication with your friends all the time, those things. So I think you were able to focus on things better. And we deal with that right now with our players, with social media and all those things. So they just got a lot of stuff coming at them at 100 miles an hour, where maybe 15 years ago players had it coming at them at 20 miles an hour. So everything's just moving faster. So to get them to lock in on things is probably our biggest challenge.
Some coaches, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, whatever the sport may be at the college level and maybe at the high school level, have some policies as to social media. Do you have any kind of restrictions on your players or rules about social media?
Well, our rules are you can't put anything that isn't positive. We have restrictions when we travel on the road that we don't post on social media. We have restrictions night before games that social media is done at 10:30. So we have those kind of rules. We have not gone to, some people have eliminated it totally during the season, and it's certainly on the table every time we get in the meeting room, we're discussing it. So we haven't gone all the way, but we've certainly had to limit game day stuff, night before games activity on there.
Jeff Mitty, head coach of the Kansas State women's basketball team, our guest today on the Sports Ticket. We certainly know, you and I have, I think, talked about this before, and we even will be on the bus trip going to some of the games or on the plane or in the airport, and we're talking about, hey, who won this game, who won that game. And a lot of times we're talking about football or men's basketball and, of course, other games, women's basketball. But what would you say to the folks out there listening right now that may or may not have been to many college women's basketball games? Because we know that you hear it all the time, football is the big money maker, you got to have a football program, and then men's basketball seems to be usually about the next one in the pecking order. How hard is it for you to get the word out and let people know, man, we've got a great product here at Kansas State University, the Big 12 is a great product, come out and watch basketball?
Well, I think if you enjoy watching, especially this age, I think a lot of people are probably more fans of Kansas State than they necessarily are fans of women's basketball initially, you know. And then I have a ton of our fans say, you know, I actually enjoy watching the women's game because in some cases, and this would be me, the men's game has gotten to where it doesn't look familiar to the game I played because the athletes are just so much better than they were 20 years ago. And it's a fun game to watch in its own right. But the women's game is a much more pass, help each other get open, and not so much off the dribble. And so there is an appreciation for that as well. And so, you know, yeah, we hope people come out. But I think initially people come out and watch us because they're fans of K-State. And then they become fans of Kansas State women's basketball. So hopefully we keep growing that. You know, we've got a great history. Obviously, you go back to the oldie time, Lenning, Wecker, all that. You know, the fan base was just fantastic. Now I think TV, I think the ability to watch it online has changed across the country attendance. And so we hope people, there's nothing like the experience of coming to a game. I mean, I have to watch my son's game online because he's down in Texas playing. I can assure you that it's not the same as being in the stadium watching that game.
Yeah, absolutely. Four quarters is how I do it in women's basketball. Four quarters, men's basketball, two halves. Which one do you prefer?
I'd like the quarters. I'd like the quarters. I think that There have been more exciting plays. I think the ability to advance the ball has given us more shot clock type plays, more end of game situations. And I think the four quarters has also provided those situations as well.
Those that haven't seen your team play or getting familiar with the program, what type of philosophy do you have when it comes to offense and defense?
Well, we've kind of evolved in terms of personnel. You know, we ran a lot of triangle last year. We had a really good center that ends up in the WNBA. We're really running more motion this year. We tend to have bigger guards. We've really tried to spread out the scoring this year, even though Goff has led us. Our intent has been to have better balance. And then defensively, you know, we've used that size in a variety of ways, whether we've trapped out of our zone stuff, whether we've boxed and won some teams. We've tried to take advantage of our length, and we've tried to take advantage of our size in both areas of the floor.
Big 12 Conference, it's never easy. We know Baylor's always good. Texas is usually good. Oklahoma's usually good. You guys have made the tournament the last couple of years. What do you think the Big 12 is going to be like this year?
Well, it looks like right now really good. You've got West Virginia that's number 10 in the country. You've got Baylor and Texas, both top seven in the country. West Virginia's undefeated. Oklahoma State has played very well early. Those have probably been the top four. And then after that, it's kind of been us, TCU, have played pretty well. And then we've had some at the bottom that KU's played very well. They've I think 7-1, 7-2 right now. So the league's going to be strong again, and I would expect that it'll be a heck of a battle to see who can get the postseason.
You have a younger team this year. What are the goals or expectations for you of your team this year in regards to, is it making the tournament or doing this or that in the Big 12? What goals have you guys set?
Yeah, the NCAA tournament every year, that really won't change. You know, it's one thing to be young, but you got to be young and good too. So I think our team can really keep growing. I'm excited about this time of the year. We'll wrap up finals tomorrow. This is a great time of the year to see growth in your team because they can focus on basketball for about 3 weeks. We as coaches can hopefully make a big impact on their improvement here. Right now, practices are spotty with the finals week, so it's really hard to see growth right now. You're really just trying to maintain. I think this team can be a tournament team. I think it's going to be a team, though, that's going to have to play. Last year's team could play average and win because we had that much talent and experience. This team's margin of error is much slimmer.
You're in the midst of a five-game homestand. You beat UT Arlington last Wednesday, 70-56. Now you've got home games coming up on Saturday against Little Rock, Monday against Chicago State, then Northern Iowa next Thursday, and then you open up Big 12 play at home against Baylor. Just your thoughts on those four opponents coming up.
Yeah, good opponents. Little Rock beat Oklahoma about a week ago. Maybe 2 weeks ago, so they're a quality opponent. Northern Iowa beat us last year up in Iowa. So Chicago State has not been very good, has struggled again. They have really struggled the last couple years. And then we know how good Baylor is. So this is a critical stretch for us. We've got the hardest start in league because we play the three teams I mentioned earlier all in the first 10 days of the season. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a critical stretch for our team.
Jeff Mitta, head coach of the K-State women's basketball team, our guest today on the Sports Ticket. Just make sure you leave the electricity on when you host Chicago State, okay? Don't try to get back at them for when the electricity went out.
Yeah, no, I have no interest in switching gyms and playing a game. That was one of the more unique experiences I've ever had as a coach.
That was one of the most stressful experiences I had as a broadcaster, I will say that. That was very, very unique, but one that you can talk about for years to come. That's what's great about life. You never know what it'll throw at you. All right, time for a couple of off-the-wall questions for you, Coach. We'd like to conclude our interviews with these. Your trick shot, I've tried it. I have not made one yet. I've had about four or five to go halfway down and out, but I still haven't made it. Explain to folks what your trick shot is that you usually try to deploy in front of the team, and how successful are you?
I don't know how successful I am, but I've been doing this for a long time. I don't even remember how it got started, but anyways, it's a three-quarter court underhand bounce off the floor shot. So I always do it from the left free throw line extended opposite end of the floor, and I don't know. You know, last year I made three.
Really?
I always do it during the shoot-arounds and, you know, while the team's stretching. So I usually get up about, 10 to 20 maybe. Usually, as I've gotten older, the first five or six are like loosen up the body shots. So, I don't know. I hit a few more last year than I did the year before.
I tried that a couple weeks ago at the end of our sixth grade boys practice, and I threw it high enough trying to get the arc so I could get it to land in, and I hit the speaker, and it wobbled, and I was scared I was going to have to pay for a $3,000 speaker.
Well, these giant scoreboards now in the stadiums have started to give me some more challenges shooting them, so the giant scoreboards have changed the arc of my shot.
All right, next off-the-wall question. Have you heard of a guy named Sam Pauls?
I do know a guy named Sam Pauls.
I believe he dates your daughter at Fort Hays State. It was his birthday.
He does.
It was his birthday the other day. Did you get anything for him, or do you know what he wanted for his birthday? Or do you care?
Well, I did not get Sam anything for his birthday. I expect that I may see him at Christmas, but I'm not even 100% sure on that. Seems like a good guy. Yeah, he has dated Madison. I don't know how long they've dated, but they've dated for a while. Yeah, all fun stuff as a father, right?
Well, the key word you said in there, he seems to be a good guy. And no, he actually is. He's a great kid. I say
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, he seems to be a great guy. We've got to spend some good time around.
You can determine whether this is true or not. You can say true or false, but Sam Pauls once in his career scored on the opposing team's basket, and I asked him why he did that, and he said it was to improve his scoring average. So... he was desperate to score, and he would do any which way to make it happen. You think that's true?
I can believe that would be the way he would answer that question.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Knowing him a little bit.
Exactly.
I have a funny story about him and my daughter. Last week, my daughter called me and said her car wasn't starting. And I said, well, have Sam help, jump the car. So they called me and said it's still not starting. I said, let me see what it sounds like. So my daughter turns the key, and the car starts. So I'm like, why did you call and tell me that this car is not starting? Well, I don't know. Well, I have a feeling that she was actually out of gas.
Oh.
And so, that's but Sam probably hadn't checked that either, if they were empty or full. So,
He probably was the one that ran out of gas, to be honest with you.
Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, I hope to. We're going to get to see Madison, and we're actually going to get all of our kids because we're empty nesters. They're all going to come home for Christmas, so we'll get to see them somewhere around the 23rd, I think.
Well, that'll be fantastic, and nice to have the family home for the holidays. Coach, we appreciate your time as always, and best of luck in these home games coming up. And I'll tell you what, we'll check back in and see how things are going during the Big 12 season, if that sounds okay with you.
Sounds good. Have a good Christmas, okay?
You as well. That's Jeff Mitty, head coach, K-State women's basketball team, our guest today on the Sports Ticket.